Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Several thousand protesters gathered in central Beirut on Saturday to vent their anger at a political elite they blame for a deadly explosion that turned the city into a disaster zone. Police used tear gas against groups of demonstrators hurling rocks and sticks on the fringes of the main gathering, which was relatively peaceful despite high tensions since the blast on Tuesday. The health ministry says at least 158 people have died as a result of Tuesday's explosion. An estimated 6,000 were wounded, and at least 21 are still missing. U.S. President Donald Trump says he will join a conference call with Lebanon's president and other world leaders on Sunday to discuss aid to the country.
This was an event like the world has not seen for a long time. Horrible event. We'll be having a conference call on Sunday with President Macron, leaders of Lebanon, and leaders from various parts of the world. Everyone wants to help.
At least 18 people have been killed and more than 125 injured in southern India in a plane crash that took place when the aircraft overshot a runway. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
The death toll from an Indian passenger aircraft accident has risen to at least 18. A senior official said on Saturday at least 16 people have been severely injured. The flight data recorder and cockpit voice recorder have been recovered from sight. The Air India Express plane was repatriating Indians stranded in Dubai due to the coronavirus pandemic. The Boeing 737 plane skidded off the tabletop runway of Calicut International Airport in heavy rain on Friday, crashing nose first into the ground. The plane's pilot and the co-pilot were killed in the accident.
This